Chapter 5. The Tragedy of Pondicherry Lodge. It was nearly 11 o'clock when we reached this final stage of our night's adventures. We had left the damp fog of the great city behind us, and the night was fairly fine. A warm wind blew from the westward, and heavy clouds moved slowly across the sky, with half a moon peeping occasionally through the rifts. It was clear enough to see for some distance, but Thaddeus Sholto took down one of the side lamps from the carriage to give us a better light upon our way. Pondicherry Lodge stood in its own grounds, and was girt round with a very high stone wall, topped with broken glass. A single, narrow, iron-clamped door formed the only means of entrance. On this, our guide knocked with a peculiar, postman-like rat-tat.
"Who is there?"
cried a gruff voice from within.
"It is I, McMurdo. You surely know my knock by this time."
There was a grumbling sound and a clanking and jarring of keys. The door swung heavily back, and a short, deep-chested man stood in the opening, with the yellow light of the lantern shining upon his protruded face and twinkling, distrustful eyes.
"Hey, you, Mr. Thaddeus?
But who are the others?
I had no orders about them from the master."
"No, McMurdo, you surprise me. I told my brother last night that I should bring some friends."
"He hain't been out of his rooms today, Mr. Thaddeus, and I have no orders. You know very well that I must stick to regulations. I can let you in, but your friends, they must just stop where they are."
This was an unexpected obstacle. Thaddeus Sholto looked about him in a perplexed and helpless manner.
"This is too bad of you, McMurdo," he said. "If I guarantee them, that is enough for you. There is a young lady, too. She cannot wait on the public road at this hour."
"Very sorry, Mr. Thaddeus," said the porter inexorably. "Folk may be friends of yours, and yet no friend of the master's. He pays me well to do my duty, and my duty I'll do. I don't know none of your friends."
"Oh, yes you do, McMurdo," cried Sherlock Holmes genially. "I don't think you can have forgotten me. Don't you remember that amateur who fought 3 rounds with you at Allison's rooms on the night of your benefit 4 years back?"
"Not Mr. Sherlock Holmes," roared the prize fighter. "God's truth! How could I have mistook you? If instead of standing there so quiet, you had just stepped up and given me that cross hit of yours under the jaw, I'd have known you without a question. Ha ha! You're the one that has wasted your gifts, you have. You might have aimed high if you had joined the fancy. You see, Watson, if all else fails me, I have still one of the scientific professions open to me," said Holmes, laughing. "Our friend won't keep us out in the cold now, I am sure." "In you come, sir, in you come, you and your friends," he answered. "I'm very sorry, Mr. Thaddeus, but orders are very strict. I had to be certain of your friends before I let them in."